Well, good morning. Hope you're doing well. It is March 26th at 5:09 a.m. 68 degrees and it's raining. So if you hear some background noise, that will be the rain. It's sprinkling now, but it was raining. It was raining harder a little bit earlier, about 20 minutes ago. But I'm about to leave my driveway, and let me just read this verse to continue on. This is episode 71 of season number 45, and here's what Jesus says. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Wow. Seems like all or nothing, right? It kind of seems pretty intense. With me or not? For me or against me? Walking with me or walking away from me? Where do we stand, in other words? And, you know, I love this because God, you know, God makes it clear for us, doesn't he? He does. I mean, he makes it completely clear. We're either going to walk with him or not. We're going to surrender to him or not. We're going to do his will or do our own will. Follow his plan or follow our own plans. Where do you stand? And that's the thing. This is loyalty. Where do you stand? Who do you stand with? What are you about? What are you going to do? You know, Revelation is clear that God's not okay with being lukewarm. Like, just occasionally follow Jesus. I'll pray a couple times a year. I'll go to church, Easter and Christmas, like everyone, you know, like everyone else I know, it's fine. That's not being for him. Like, we're either all in or we're not in at all. Where do we stand? And I think that's a good question to ask ourselves, honestly. I mean, the Lord asks us, you know, his followers, either for me or against me, you're with me or you're scattered. And think about it. Walking apart from the Lord, talk about scattered. I mean, I just talk personally. I was all over the place. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, before I came to Christ, it was difficult. I was trying to figure out what life was about. I was trying to realize, what am I doing here? What's my purpose? I don't even understand. I don't know. I was just kind of adrift. I was scattered. And now that I know the contrast, why would I ever want to go back to the dirt of the world? Yeah, we're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. We don't have to follow the trends of society and the crowds that are ungodly. We might be the only one, or we're not, but we see, sometimes it seems like we're the only one who's following Jesus, you know, who's seeking the Lord, who's reading his word. So many are going the opposite way. They're all going the same way. Going the way of the crowd, that crowd mentality. But even if we're the only one following Jesus, let's do it boldly, courageously, confident in Christ. I want to be for him because he's for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he encourages, the Lord lifts up, the Lord blesses, the Lord saves, the Lord forgives, the Lord hears us. I mean, on and on. God is good. We have a Heavenly Father that loves us, that is perfect. And I don't want to be apart from him. You know, it's astounding, even as David wrote in the Psalm, one of his Psalms, who am I that you're mindful of me? The Lord created the universe, and yet he thinks about you. He cares about you. He wants to see you stay on the path that he has for you. He loves you. And, you know, there's nothing like walking with the Lord. He is for you. He is fighting your battles. He is paving the way for you to fulfill his divine plan. So I would say, as you're walking with them, keep going. Don't grow weary in well-doing. How do you do that? Well, balance work and rest. Service and solitude. We have to balance these things. You know, I was reading this morning in Matthew where Jesus sort of retreated away from the crowds in solitude by himself to pray. It's just a good reminder for us. If Jesus needed to go away, him being our example of how to live, how to be, how to act, how to walk with the Lord, how to have a relationship with the Father, if he had to go away and pray and seek the Lord and have that one-on-one time with God, how much more do we need to do the same thing? We need to go away and pray. Seek the Lord, seek his face, hear for his voice, and just be in his presence. Yeah, we need community, absolutely. We need community and unity, because we're the church, right? We gather together, that's what we do. We're built up, we're equipped. But then we also go out to our day-to-day lives and seek him. And even if it's, you know what, for me, even the solitude in the morning before everyone's awake, that's a great time for me just to fill my heart, my mind with scripture, with God's leading, with his voice, and even as I'm driving. I mean, that just practically in today's modern day with all the distractions, like driving for me, even if it's 20 minutes away, 25 minutes away to church, that is a time where I'm just like, I seek the Lord. I talk to him. I think about the ways in which he's working, and that always brings encouragement. Keeping our mind and our heart and our lives upon the Lord. For he saved us and he sustains us. So I'm with him. And I believe most listening to this podcast right now, you're with him. You're for him and he's for you. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to be scattered. Rather, you can be settled. In the world, it's just you're scattered, right? Unbelief, scattered. Walking apart from the Lord, you're scattered. But with the Lord, you're secure. With the Lord, your heart is settled. With the Lord, you can breathe a sigh of relief every day, all the time, knowing that God is with you. He's leading you. He's for you. And he's doing a work. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope that encouraged someone this morning. Have a great day. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.